B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Washington State man was charged with a felony assault after police say he attacked his roommate, believing he acknowledged being a vampire.
Yeah, well, you'd have to, right?
Kitsap County
Court. Dude said he was a vampire.
Charged the 40-year-old man Monday after he was suspected of using a metal rod to nudge his roommate in the chest.
Well, he's screwing up. You got to use a wooden stake.
Yeah, and you actually have to penetrate the heart.
Yeah, you can't just nudge a vampire. Oh, no, he's nudging me.
The roommate told deputies that the suspect accused him of being a vampire, threatened to kill him, and then struck him with the metal rod. The roommate says that he feared for his life because the suspect has severe mental health issues and is physically larger.
Huh.
The suspect's brother told deputies, the roommate jokingly said, is this what the kids are calling me these days? Authorities say the suspect believed the roommate, acknowledging being a blood-sucking creature. So he nudged him with a metal pole. And
how about a purple nurple?
The police were called.
Is that how you take care of vampires?
Yeah.
I'll give you a wedgie.
A New Jersey transit passenger suffered a leg injury when she inadvertently sat in sulfuric acid after boarding a bus on Sunday afternoon.
How the hell did that happen?
The 69-year-old New York woman got on the number 164 bus, sat down, and immediately felt a burning sensation on her leg. Police and the county hazmat team responded, clearing the passenger off the bus. The woman was treated and released from an area hospital. Another bus was dispatched to pick up the passengers, who then continued on their trip. But no one was else was hurt than this woman. New Jersey Transit described the substance as a liquid, and authorities are investigating to determine exactly what the woman sat on and how it got there. They don't know.
It sounds like someone put it there on purpose.
Does sound like that.
My bottle of sulfuric acid must have been leaking.
Yeah. A sheriff's report states there is an investigation into why a front-end loader destroyed a warehouse full of furniture. David Fletcher let out a sigh as he was watching a video of a front-end loader crushing furniture in his warehouse store. He said, "Why?" No, not that kind of sigh.
I love watching this.
He said, watching that video, you can't help but get a wet spot.
What?
On your cheek.
Oh. I am so wet watching this furniture get destroyed.
This guy's sighing.
I am
getting
so
wet in his pants.
Effing horny.
He just loves having furniture destroyed.
A wet
I don't know what it
cheek.
Is.
What is that?
I think he's crying.
Oh.
Yeah, he's getting, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a tear that somebody runs from down here.
Yeah. Right. And then ends up on his cheek from his eye. I would say my eyes were watering, but he's an idiot.
He said, you are looking at millions of dollars worth of furniture being destroyed. Fletcher said the heavy-duty vandalism valued at $2 million.
Wow.
And under investigation by the sheriff's office has destroyed his hopes of selling off the assets of his business. He said that he had a deal with a businesswoman to purchase the furniture in the months before the destruction, and now that deal is the subject of a lawsuit filed by the buyer. He had rented the warehouse. Fletcher also sells furniture in bulk at other locations, and earlier this year struck a deal with a buyer, a woman named Christy Harris. He said, this person came to me, wanted to know if I wanted to sell, and I said, yes, assets only, and we came up with a price of $2 million. They couldn't afford to come up with all of it at once, so I did $1 million down, and I financed the rest, giving them a lot of time to even pay the first payment. Fletcher said that after Harris paid the first million, she started using his business's name, Worldwide Liquidators. He told Harris that she didn't buy the business, but only the furniture, and then the deal got shaky. Down the road, he said, there's a lot of confusion. Lawsuits and stuff started happening. But at the end of the day, she still owed me the million. And obviously, she's not making payments. And the situation got worse when the property owner of the building notified Harris that he was evicting her. And she had until October 1st to move out the furniture, for which she still owed almost $1 million for after making her first monthly payment in July. 2 days before the eviction declined, Fletcher said surveillance video showed a woman arriving at the store with the operator of a front-end loader and millions of dollars of furniture. The collateral for the $1 million Fletcher said Harris owes him was destroyed. So
this is
like she did that.
Yeah,
maybe.
It does.
I don't
yeah,
know.
As retribution.
It's a really weird story, but went through this huge warehouse. I mean, just running over loungers and sectionals and all kinds
prices
of stuff.
Prices have never been lower.
Not anymore. On to another story. An Alaska man rescued his family's dog from an attack by river otters. made in a small lake at an Anchorage park. And, I mean, they nearly killed this dog.
Let me tell you something. Otters are cute, but they are miserable little bastards.
Kenny Brewer waded waist-deep into Taku Lake and suffered a bite on his hand while pulling the dog away from the river otters that converged on the pet. The 27-year-old and his wife, Kira, were walking the husky mix named Ruby, which was bitten by a group of otters that dragged the dog underwater.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this, Casey, but Emmett Otter was a wife beater.
Oh, no. That's what he grew up to be?
Yeah, yeah.
A veterinarian performed a mini surgery to clean the dog's cut, slice away damaged tissue, and stitch a drain tube into its leg. The couple that walked the dog through the park saw the otter swimming and climbing on a log. Brewer said they would slither off into the water and then just look very playful and non-imposing. After throwing a tennis ball into the water for the dog, the couple saw water splashing and thrashing. And the Brewer said first it was just one or two on her, and then it seemed like three or more. And they started dragging her down, basically. You could tell eventually there were like five or six of them on this dog.
Otter pile on.
They said you could tell that she was getting, she was howling. She was kind of fighting back, but she was getting dragged under for 2 or 3 seconds at a time. Beavers have attacked dogs at Anchorage's University Lake, but wildlife biologists said that they were not aware of attacks by river otters before.
Beaver. Yeah, there are a number of animals that are that you think are benign, but can be really mean.
Well, because they're so cute.
They're so cute. That's how they get you.
The otters probably perceive the dog as a threat, biologist Dave Battle said. In fact, he said they're cute.
See?
And they're doing all their activities. They're very interesting to watch, but they are still a wild animal, and they can be dangerous, so just give them their space. So I'd never heard of them attacking in a pack like that against a dog.
No.
It's pretty wild.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, everybody and their brother sent me this story, and I'm going to put it here in the B-File. A Paris zoo showcased a mysterious new organism on Wednesday that they have dubbed the Blob.
Yeah.
A yellowish, unicellular, small living being which looks like a fungus but acts like an animal. This newest exhibit of the Paris Zoological Park, which goes on display to the public on Saturday, has no mouth, no stomach, no eyes, yet it can detect food and digest it. The Blob has almost 720 sexes, can move without legs or wings, and heals itself in 2 minutes if it's cut in half.
So this really does possess the properties of the classic science fiction monster, the Blob.
Yeah.
Okay. How did they kill that thing?
They froze it. They didn't kill it. Yep. Remember, they froze it and dropped it off at the North Pole.
I never watched it. No, I never. Okay.
Yeah. They used CO2-based fire extinguishers.
CO2!
To back it off, and then they froze it, and then they dropped it somewhere in the Arctic. The Blob is a living being which belongs to one of nature's mysteries, said Bruno David, director of the Paris Museum of Natural History. It surprises us because it has no brain but is able to learn. And if you merge two blobs, the one that has learned will transmit its knowledge to the other.
This is the beginning of the end.
Oh my God.
Because think of a sentient creature that possesses these capabilities.
Yeah. So and it was named after the horror film. So yeah. that's where they got it. So we'll see if there is more research. It's a ton of what we find out about the Blob.
Hey, kids, let's go see the Blob.
This woman probably loves chicken nuggets more than you do. A bride was recently thrilled to receive a bouquet containing greens and chicken nuggets from family members. Tyson helped out with the bouquet, and the brand wrote on Instagram, "Kisses and nugs to Adam and Blair Tyson, wishing them a lifetime of fun nugget love."
It's a dream come true.
From our Tyson family to theirs.
The brand. And look, dipping sauce.
They also gifted them a year's worth of Tyson chicken nuggets, too.
I love chicken nuggets. Yeah. I love chicken fingers. I love boneless wings.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it. Now you do something about it.
Okay. So I don't know why they gave them all these chicken nuggets. Just because their last name was Tyson? I'm not really sure. So who knows, but they're in love. They're in love.
We're in love. And we have nuggets.
Two randy Scottish senior citizens were caught in a sordid romp on a bus outside a hospital in broad daylight. The shameless couple were spotted in a sleazy sex act by a shocked passenger who started to film them. It happened on board the Stewart's Coaches number 111 bus, and it was parked at a hospital in Airdrie, just yards from a cancer treatment center. And it's claimed the frisky elderly couple swiped their Apparently, their senior passes to get on the bus and then went straight into the sordid tryst. Onlookers watched in disgust as the Randy pensioners were caught in the sordid romp. A 20-second video of the X-rated tryst was posted online.
Did you see it?
No, I did not get a chance to see it, and it became an instant hit. It is understood the pair were tossed off of the bus by the driver after he discovered their X-rated activities. The clip shows the mystery couple passionately kissing as the man performs a sex act on his female companion as cars drive past.
So he's performing a sex act on her?
That's what it says, and they're not going into specifics. So, hey, and they were kissing. So, you know, I'm guessing it's, you know, listen, make it up in your own head. As source added,
let's try some finger blasting. So it'll do with my arthritis and my extra bony knuckles to deliver a whole wealth of pleasure to your rotten vagina.
Oh, oh dear God.
Hey. My Lord.
Listen, it's a short bus ride. If you have any hopes of having an orgasm, I'm going to use the middle digit as it looks like a knotty piece of wood.
I don't think we're on the air anymore. Preston just left.
Nick found the video.
Well, you know, I blame the Sun, the British tabloid, because they blurred out what's going on here.
It's hard to tell. Don't want to see it.
Kind of want to see it.
Listen, and I pulled everything out. Our lung was on the end of my finger. I think you're going to want this back, Lassie.
Oh, God.
This helps with the creation of bile.
The pancreas came out, too?
Came out on my ring finger. Here, pop that back in.
The source said they got on
let me spit on it.
Oh, my God. A source added they got on the bus using their concession passes like any other pensioners, but they obviously fancied a quickie and didn't make any attempts to hide what was going on. They were just going at it right there on the seats. You can hear the bus engine running in the background. Hmm. No word on if they were, you know, busted or kicked off. Well, they were kicked off, but I don't know if they got in any legal.
Do they look to be extremely elderly, or are they simply pensioners? We assume they're of retirement age.
They look pretty old. I mean, it's a blurry clip, and it's some of it's blurred out. But he's clearly, Steve, using his right arm.
There you go.
Okay. Here's the story.
Arm or hand.
We're gonna reel it back just a little bit.
And right up to my bicep.
God. Okay. A dog owner, this is in the UK, was left horrified after his Jack Russell pulled a giant dildo from a bush.
Oh, my God. Which one? George?
No. Laura.
They're probably Laura.
Yeah. Shocked, Ian Craig was at Balbirnie Park when his hound, Alfie, retrieved the large black rubber device. He said Alfie came back with what looked like a stick, but it soon became apparent it was clearly something quite different. Hmm. It was the length of the dog, and I admit I was shocked. I left it where the dog dropped it.
And the dog was a bull mastiff.
He said this all happened close to the craft center and allotment area in the park, and it seems that others have come across similar items, too. Another visitor, George Smith, stumbled across a white rubber sex doll, or not sex doll, sex toy, while he was walking in the park.
So the question is, who uses these things and then just disposes of them? Yeah. They're, at least it's our understanding. Yeah.
They've got to be rich.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they're expensive, these things.
He said, I was in the same park when I found a different sex toy. News of the finds has prompted community leaders to call on the local council to clean up the area.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.